Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, we worship you and we praise you and we thank you for the beautiful, magnificent, glorious day that you have made. You're the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. You're our Lord and our God and our Savior, our provider, our healer. And Lord, we want to thank you and praise you for sending Jesus to this earth to show us what we could do and how to do it. He was our example or our prototype, and he came and revealed to us all the things that we can do. Help us to understand his example and to walk with him, and like he did on this earth, so that we may bring great glory and honor to the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you for the Holy Spirit. That's our teacher that walks with us. And as the word goes out today, Lord, may you reveal it to all those people that hear it. May you bring in the lost and save everyone that's lost. And may you heal the sick bodies. And may you teach us how to walk with you so we can walk in your power. And we praise you and thank you and worship you for your word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, Father. Amen. What a privilege to come into the throne room of God. Isn't it wonderful to be able to take a magnificent promise like Hebrews 4:16, where we can walk right into the throne of grace anytime we want to in time of need? Isn't it wonderful to have that mighty privilege? I think that, you know, we really just don't believe God's word, that we can really come into the throne room of grace and ask for these mighty things and believe that every time the answer is yes and amen to our prayer requests. But one of the reasons that so many of us does not get answers to our prayer is what we've talked about the last couple of days, and it's because we speak the wrong kind of words. We speak foolish words, idle words, words of jest, and we walk in sin and not in faith. And then when we walk in sin, the enemy, Satan, stands before us and God and blocks our prayer so that we can't get it answered because we're living in some type of a sin. Now, another one of the things that you must do, you must belong to God. If you want him to use you, you must belong to God. Now, I want to read a scripture here out of Romans chapter 12, verse 1, that what the Lord requires of you and me to do if we want to walk in his power. Now, listen to what Romans 12, 1 says. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now think about that mighty promise. God doesn't make a habit of using that which does not belong to him. He uses vessels which are yielded to him, vessels which are consecrated, sanctified, set apart for his use. Do you want God to use you? I know that lots of people will say yes to that. Then I tell you what you must do. You must present your body to him. A body that is not completely yielded and surrendered to God is still more or less dominated by Satan or self. And God most definitely will not use that body if you're living in some kind of sin. Now, at special times, many different people will present their bodies to the Lord for his use in extending the borders of his kingdom. But it is obvious, since they are not being used, that many who have presented themselves have not been accepted. Many people want to provide their body a living sacrifice to the Lord, but they've got some kind of sin or something because God will not use them. Now, God does not refuse you because he has no need for labors. Christ himself gave us a command to pray that more labors would be sent forth, because he says in Matthew 9:37, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the labors are few. Now, God does not refuse them because of their handicaps, for he often uses those who seem to have few natural qualifications. Now, you take Peter and John, for instance. These were men greatly used of God. They were clearly unlearned and ignorant men, because that's what it said in Acts 4. Now, Moses was slow of speech. Not many wise men after the flesh, not many noble or called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and things which are despised. Now, that's 1 Corinthians 1:26, 1:27, 1:28. Do you think you are handicapped? Almost everyone is handicapped in some way. You know, there's been a lot of preachers and people over the years, you know, that wanted to do something great for God. There's been a number of them, and they had some kind of a handicap, and these men or these women would come to God and say, Lord, I want to serve you. I can't do it because I've either got this limp or I've got this sickness, I've got this disease, I've got this speaking problem. I got whatever it is, but Lord, I want to be used of you for your glory on this earth. Lord, you heal me, or you give me back my sight, you give me back my leg, or whatever it is, and I will promise you, I will serve you, I will be obedient to you, and I will become a man of God that teaches nothing but your word. Now, only you and God knows if you're serious, but if you are, if you make yourself an acceptable sacrifice before God, God will use you. Now then, to be an acceptable sacrifice before God, your body don't have to be strong or beautiful. You know, you can just, all you've got to do is make yourself available, holy and acceptable to the Lord. And the God that we serve, he will accept your sacrifice. And he will use you to bring many people into the kingdom of God. If you will believe him that he's not only the Savior, but he's the healer and the deliverer, he will also use you mightily to deliver many people of demon spirits and heal the sick. Now, of course, I didn't know these things as a Southern Baptist most of my life, but when I began to believe this book, and begin to read it and study it in great detail, then I begin to learn that the Lord gave me power to cast out demons and to heal the sick. And when I begin to act on His Word, I begin to see Him do great and mighty things in the area of healing and deliverance. It's amazing when you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the Lord, what He will do. Right here, I'm going to tell you a very quick little story about a little boy that was about 9 or 10 months old. This little guy, he cried all the time. There was no way this little guy was normal like this. I knew something was wrong with this little boy. My wife tried. She rocked him. She tried everything to get this boy to stop crying. She kept this boy for 3 weeks. And she said, honey, I've met my match. I finally met a little boy that I am not able to do anything with. I said, just a minute, honey. Let me ask the Father in the name of Jesus what the little boy's problem is. So I asked the Father in the name of Jesus what was his problem, and then I thanked him for the answer. And immediately I heard in my spirit, tormenting spirit. Now this little guy came out of a good Christian family. I don't know what gave the devil legal right to be there. Maybe nothing. Maybe he just attached himself to this little boy and was tormenting him. But for the 8 or 9 or 10 months of his life, he'd been a miserable little guy. When I heard from the Lord that it was a tormenting spirit, I knelt down beside him, reached up and grabbed him by the shoulders, and commanded that tormenting spirit to leave that boy and go to the pit of hell and never return in Jesus' name, because I had power and authority over that devil. And I'm telling you, that evil spirit left that boy right then. That boy stopped crying, and that boy, to this day, which has been over a year ago, that little boy is a normal little boy, and he does not cry or anything. His mother and daddy were absolutely blown away at the change, the instantaneous dramatic change in this little boy's life. Now then, Isn't that wonderful? To be able to hear from God. Now then, all you've got to do is present yourself holy and make yourself, make your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Now then, that which is not holy is an abomination to God. A sacrifice which is defiled by the habits and sins of the world is no more acceptable to God than a pig that we've talked about one time that was sacrificed on an altar in the temple at Jerusalem. You know, such a sacrifice will not be accepted before God. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you're out there lying, stealing, cheating, smoking, drinking, involved in sexual relationships, and all those kind of things, don't expect God to use you, because He will not. You have not presented yourself to Him a living sacrifice. Now, that which is God's must be His, and it must not only be His on Sunday and prayer meeting night, but it must be His 7 days and nights every week. And it must be presented to God with no strings attached, with a heart that cries, "I renounce all authority over this gift, now and forever. It is yours to use, Lord, to set aside or to destroy. Whatever you choose to do with it, it is yours." If it is only a tiny little ministry of prayer and personal testimony, yes, Lord, I'll do it. If it's a ministry in my own hometown, then, Lord, that's okay. If it takes me to faraway places, to strange lands and unfriendly people, if it requires that I die for my faith at the hands of persecutors, if I must live under conditions that are worse than death, still, Lord, this body is yours. You do with it as you please. Now then, if you will do that, if you will make that sacrifice to the Lord, and you will tell Him you'll go and do anything He wants you to do, I guarantee He will use you, and He will use you mightily for the kingdom of God. I'd like to invite you to call me at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. You can also get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there we have a list of our tapes, audio and video tapes. We'll be happy to send them to you. And you can send us an email there and give us your address. We'll be happy to send them to you. Or we'd like to invite you out to our church on Sunday afternoon. We have church from 2 to 4 in North Dallas at 10921 Shady Trail. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. That's just right off of 35 and Walnut Hill, four blocks east of 35 and Walnut Hill. And then you come to Shady Trail, you turn right about 300 yards. We're right there. We'd love to have you come praising the Lord Jesus.